Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Love letters to Kelly.
People go to KidNation.com and they write Kelly love letters because they need love advice. Mm-hmm. And she's our resident love expert.
It's true.
As she will show to you right now with Jenna's letter.
Yes. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This one's from Monica. She says, I recently divorced my husband after being separated for over a year. Throughout our marriage, he was the one who always had to have the upper hand. And this has continued into the after marriage. My issue is that he still expects me to do favors for him. Not like that Alan JC.
I don't Alan JC. Favors
We got you.
Okay, I see. Not those kinds of favors.
Okay. Oh.
Like to watch our child if he forgot to plan a sitter on his weekend, drive 25 miles from my house to bring him something, allow him to come and hang out at my house so that he doesn't have to drive home when he has time to kill before he has something else to do. You know, they live far apart. On top of that, he says he reserves the right to be a jerk because we're over and he doesn't have to listen to me. The list goes on. I just don't know how to get out of being bullied without jeopardizing my child's relationship with her father. Help me, Kelly.
It's not a matter of jeopardizing the child's relationship. You just tell him no.
Just say no.
Just say no. Yeah. I guarantee you, if he has a hot date or something, but it's his weekend for childcare, he will find somebody else to babysit.
No.
And that's just the thing. You just say no. If he asks you to come drop off the kid, you say no. You don't ever talk ill of your ex-husband in front of your child, but you're not standing in the way. But you don't, that's their responsibility.
Yeah.
And you have just taught him he can get away with it. So as long as you keep saying yes, he has no reason to change. Just say no.
Very good.
Wow.
Kind of raspberry.
You teach people how to treat you, though.
Kind of
it's true.
No.
It's kind of on you at some point, right?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
That's right. No is my favorite
love
word.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Bear with me. This one's kind of long.
Oh, Lord. I'll edit.
I am 23.
Edit, Al.
No.
You have to.
I am 23. You have to hear the whole thing, all right?
No, you don't.
Excuse me.
I edit on the way in during the letters. Oh, gosh. You just cough.
This is going to be good.
Too.
Got that Chick-fil-A burger stuck in my throat. I am
Chick-fil-A burger.
I'm 23 and I've
been thinking make those.
I thought the whole campaign was the cows saying eat more chicken.
And it was good. It was delicious. I'm 23. I've been dating my boyfriend since college, about a year and a half. My issue is he works for his dad's company, so he has unlimited vacation time and uses it to his advantage. He goes hunting at his family's cabin for several days every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it. I've tried to talk to him about it, but his mom backs him up and says that since she did it with his father, that I should be able to do it for him if I really love him.
Mm.
I'm willing to compromise, and I've gone 2 weekends a month, but let him go 2 weekends a month, but I'm scared that as time goes on, he will do whatever he wants to any weekend that he likes. Is it too early in our relationship, after a year and a half, to go to couples counseling about this?
This isn't a couples counseling issue.
Is he already too selfish for this to work, or am I the one that's selfish? Please tell me.
It's not a matter of selfishness. It's a matter of this relationship and your personalities don't jibe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. You don't have, just because you dated someone a year and a half, that means you're in for life?
No.
That's why you date people, is to find out, this is a person that's a good match for me. Some women would love it if they got rid of their man every weekend. They could go do whatever they want with their girlfriend.
They
have the best of both worlds. They get to say, I'm married. Look at me. I've got a wonderful, you know, happy life. And he's gone every weekend. Yay. It doesn't work for you. So there you go. And it doesn't mean you're selfish. It doesn't mean his mom's right. It worked for his mom. It worked for his mom and dad. It's not working for you and their son.
Yeah.
And that's it. It doesn't have to be a big, ugly thing.
Go.
No. Therapy?
No.
He'll dump you before you dump him if you suggest
that. Like small town and you're a big city.
Yeah.
And that just means that's okay. It's just not going to work.
Because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He goes hunting on the weekends.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I have a girlfriend. And Lord, please, God, don't let her be listening.
Oh, yes.
But she dated a guy, and within 3 weeks, they were in counseling. I was like, run. You are in counseling.
In three weeks.
You are crazy. Because why? It shouldn't be that hard three weeks in.
Hang up.
Now, three, 4 years, a couple kids later, let's go to counseling and work this out. I barely know you. I don't know what kind of underwear you wear after 3 weeks.
You probably don't even know each other's middle names.
I was so angry at her. But, you know, what are you going to do? She didn't write a love letter to Kelly. I couldn't tell her.
Why did he go?
He was already kind of in counseling anyway. I am not revealing anybody's identity.
Yeah.
This is not. y'all don't know who I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
Don't start
guessing.
No. She was already in counseling anyway for some issues, and it was already affecting their dating life. So they were going to therapy together for 3 weeks. I'm like,
you don't have a dating life if you've been dating 3 weeks. That's not a dating life. That's, you've had a couple of dates.
Maybe six dates. Maybe seven at the most.
So crazy.
How'd it work out for them?
They're not together.
Oh, dang it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am now 30. In the past, I've dated men who are 2, 5, 7, 14, and 17 years older than me.
Older, okay.
Mm-hmm. My question for you is, how much of an age difference is too much before I'm labeled the crazy girl with daddy issues? And just so you know, I have a good job, and I'm financially stable, and I practice equality when it comes to paying for our dates. I'm not looking for a man to take care of me. Just wanted to squelch the Gold Digger Theater right away. Okay. I don't purposely seek out older men. It just happens. Is age just a number, or is it more than that?
Marie. Why does it have to be a daddy issue? Why can't it just you
probably,
have more in common?
But
it
doesn't. Friends are saying
that's
maybe.
Right. So you shouldn't have to explain it, right? It doesn't always.
That's just
mean,
what people assume.
If you're drawn to an older, more mature person, and maybe that's what they're drawn to you because you have a more mature personality.
Right. You're an old soul.
Just enjoy it. I mean, I guess if they're like got old man smell, then you got to reconsider.
Yeah,
it.
If they're smelling like mothballs, then.
There's nothing, I mean, I think
the cutoff is old man smell.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Old man breath. Smell.
Yeah. Or if you get into the situation that it's like they're so much older and the kid thing comes up at some point and you want kids and they already have grown kids and they don't, because that is a big
and
deal.
And the kids are your age.
But I personally don't think, you know, two, whatever, that's not a dad. I don't think it's always a daddy issue. It's just like that's what you like.
I see, and I'm like, Kelly's different. She likes younger guys, and I absolutely don't. And I don't like, I mean, I don't really, I would date 2 years, 10 years older, but, I'm the same. I can pay for my own dinner. Yeah. It just happens to be like, they're kind of over the, let's go out and get hammered until 4 a.m. every night and find different girls.
But
I'm just kind of past guys that want to do that.
Isn't the number rule, half plus seven, like for the guy? Half of your age.
That's what a rule plus, you told. I don't know where you got that rule.
I think that's the rule.
It's still acceptable. So if you're 60, you could date 37.
Because I think you've changed it from like half plus three half, at some point in your life.
It's half plus it's set five.
Oh, it's gone down to five now? Good. Good for you.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
All right, I have another one, dear Kelly. You are the love expert.
I am.
I've known my best friend for years, since high school. And since the moment I saw him, I knew I had to have him. I wake up thinking about him. I put him first over my own boyfriend. Think about how life would have been if it was him and myself. Everyone's always said that we're practically married already. We've been roommates for years. We cook for each other.
Oh.
We get each other presents. But there's this nagging feeling that tells me to go ahead and tell him how I feel. Fast forward to the present. He's living with his boyfriend and I with mine.
Yeah, buddy.
He tells me he's happy, but I can see it in his eyes that he isn't. I know I can make him happier. Should I risk what I have now and tell him, or should I play it safe and just move on? What should I do? This one's from Alex.
You're not sure.
Also, I think what we're working with here is two male roommates.
Okay, that changes.
Well, okay.
Because now I'm thinking, well, Alex could go either way.
I think what we're working with here is two gay guy best friends that are both in other relationships.
Let's go with that. Let's go. Either premise, this is obviously going to be an unrequited love situation. And if you say something at this point, you're going to make things really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But
sometimes you just got to give up on the dream, don't you think?
But sometimes in certain lifestyles, there does tend to be a little bit of drama. You know what I'm saying?
So what are you saying?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say one word. Did you hear me say anything?
No. The most dramatic lifestyle is a 20-something
woman?
Straight girl.
Female?
Straight girl. That's drama, honey.
Yeah, you got that right.
But, I mean, if you're going to say that.
I'm just saying. I could see them playing this out and him trying to see if he can steal him from this other dude.
The other person obviously is oblivious. You know what I'm saying? The other guy. And if this is a girl, Alex, honey.
Yeah, you can't. There's no switching.
Well, Kelly, you have better advice if it is a girl.
Well, it's just, it's hard. It's hard. But, I mean, to be rejected for a man, that's a big blow to the ego. It's like, I turned you from women.
No.
I'm so bad as a girlfriend.
Friends.
I turned you from
they
women.
They were never together.
Dr. Girlfriend was able to do it because a couple years ago, Al was quoted as saying,
"Yeah, I got a boyfriend."
That's true.
So,
she,
I mean,
she turned you back, Al.
No. She turned you back.
Thank you, baby.
You know what?
If you
have this feeling, and life ain't like a movie, and there's not somebody pinning a happy ending at the end of the story, when you finally reveal the love and you go through the angst, you end up together at the end. It's not really going to play out that way. Yeah. I have a feeling it probably is going to end very awkwardly. Mm-hmm. So maybe you should actually stop throwing so much energy at that and start throwing it towards another relationship.
Yeah, like get out of the one you're in because that means you're not happy.
Or maybe, like, or just start throwing better, more energy at it and throwing, you know, if it's sometimes it is a mind over heart thing.
If it's a dude and dude, can't you request maybe like a brother husband scenario?
A brother husband?
Yeah, brother husband. Like sister wives, where the dude has a bunch of wives, brother husband.
Brother husband.
Just a bunch of dudes.
What do you do if you're gay?
Brother husband.
A gay polygamist?
I was gonna say, yeah, polygamist. Is there such a thing?
Brother
I'm
husband?
Sure.
We just created brother husbands.
I've never heard of such a thing.
I'm sure there's one out there somewhere.
Call us if you're a gay polygamist.
Got the gay polygamist on the phone right now.
Yeah.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Which did a love letter to Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Or a love letter to Kelly.
Yeah.
And we didn't know if it was a guy or a girl writing it because they were named Alex.
Yeah, by the end of the letter, I think we concluded that it was two male roommates. There was an unrequited love situation. Now both of them are living with their separate boyfriends.
And I thought of the simple solution. They have sister wives. Why not brother husbands?
Very smart. I mean, it's thinking out of the box.
And we didn't know if we had those. And
yeah.
If there had ever been such a thing.
Yeah.
A polygamist gay person.
Well, yeah. Kelly, actually.
A polygay. Would that be a polygamist?
Polygamist.
Ah,
maybe?
Good one. We actually have a gay polygamist on the phone right now.
Oh,
no.
Hey,
JC. We actually asked the gay polygamist to call in, we actually got a gay polygamist to call in.
Oh, well, hello, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great.
So this is a big deal. You're a gay polygamist.
Well, I was a gay polygamist. I think it was my first. It's going to be my first and last time.
Okay. Well, let's keep this clean.
Yeah. Which is what we're really curious.
We're just curious as to how this worked. Did you hear the love letter we were talking about?
I did.
Yeah. Were you? What was your circumstance?
Okay. So it was 2 years ago. I had met this guy online, and we had met, and we started talking. And when he took me to meet his other boyfriend, which I had no idea about, he was like, so, oh, I already know you. I was like, oh, I know you too. We've met before. And we just kind of hit it off from there. And after a few months, we all got a house together and had moved in. And after that, it had been about a year, the guy I had originally met online, he had started getting really depressed, and some things had happened, and he had killed his father.
Oh, my.
And
this took an ugly turn.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he's been in...
So you're no longer a gay polygamist because your husband killed his father.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
I don't think all polygamists are murderers, though.
No, they're not.
No. But I mean, I'm more...
I don't think so, either.
So this wasn't for religious reasons. This was maybe for more just convenience sake?
I guess for his part, it was convenience sake. I just thought I'd give it a try because it sounded interesting. I'd never done anything like it before.
I would think there's a lot of jealousy, though, right? Like, that, you think that probably can't work in the long run?
Overall, after evaluating the situation, I definitely think so. Not from my part, because I came in as a second party, but from the other boyfriend, there was a lot of animosity, and he was always trying to be pretty devious and spiteful.
Wow, that's drama. You were right, Al.
Thank you.
Drama is an understatement for the situation that I was in.
So,
well, you're in a good, happy place now, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Are we a part of bringing you to that happy place? I just want you to make us feel better.
Of course, every morning you guys are part of bringing me back to that happy place.
Oh, you're so sweet,
well,
Matt.
We appreciate the phone call. I'm sorry about that, you know, dark, morbid end to
Hey, but you know what?
Story.
We asked for a phone call, and we got it, Matt.
Al wants to tell you something, Matt. Go ahead, Al.
Let me see the butt, dude.
Oh, stop. That's tired.
Yeah, you can't on the phone.
Matt, thank you so much
for
calling in.
Kelly, ratings just came in. We're number one with gay polygamists.
That's good. Apparently, there was only one in the whole country, and now it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there's so many questions I wanted to ask, but I didn't know.
I'm scared. I'm scared to ask.
I'm sure the one that's in prison is also still a gay polygamist.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Oh, and real quick, do you have a Shannon update for us, Kelly Raspberry?
I do. A lot of people, speaking of asking a lot of questions, people have been asking how Psycho Shannon is doing.
Yeah.
And her family has been able to post updates. If you want to like her Facebook page, Psycho Shannon, mm-hmm. and Shannon one is spelled N. with one N, S-H-A-N-O-N. But she was actually, I can't believe this, she had brain surgery on Monday. Mm-hmm. She was awake that day, ate a little bit of, you know, a little wow. bit of food. Mm-hmm. Yesterday they had her up walking. Wow. She was craving peanut butter and crackers. Her mother was getting ready uh-huh. to bring her some. I talked to the mom yesterday. Still not able to take visitors. Still in ICU.
Yeah, her mom wrote me and said she had a couple headaches here and there. And
she feels like she has a very bad migraine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to get too personal with a lot of details, but the morphine they were giving her, I mean, they were giving her morphine. It wasn't helping. So right now they're trying to switch the medication to see if they can help her get rid of that headache. Can you mm-hmm. imagine?
Mm-hmm. Swelling.
The fact that she is up walking around the day after brain surgery.
That's great news.
They were able to get 99% of the tumor.
Mm-hmm.
That 1%, they said, is going to continue to grow. This is something she was born with, a tumor in the brain stem that just, you know, finally started causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, but that 1% will continue to grow. But by the time she passes away of old age, that it shouldn't be an issue.
It won't be an issue again.
But, you know, she's still not complete. I don't want to give the thought that she's out of the woods. She's still in ICU. They still have to watch for brain swelling. She right. still has a form of meningitis, not the bacterial form. It's uh-huh. something I don't even understand.
Caused by fluid or something?
Something like that. She'll always have a little platinum plate in her head.
Oh, that's cool.
So when she goes through security at the airport, yeah. she's going to set it off.
She'll love that.
Yeah, she's a little card.
Shannon
so,
likes that stuff.
You know, she appreciates, and she is, you know, able to, when she's awake and things, she is, you know, getting on her cell phone and checking messages and Facebook. So please go leave your messages and still continue to pray for Psycho Shannon. And that's where you can get more continued updates from the family on her Facebook page.
All righty. Well, we need to have you guys call in because we're going to do some Mad Moms in minivans, win some shirts.
Yeah, some Kid Craddock in the morning. Keep looking up because that's where it all is, T-shirts.
Yes.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That's the phone number. Mad Moms and Minivans is next.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the morning.
It is time for what I love every Wednesday morning we do, Mad Moms and Minivans. I love checking in with the kids and the moms on the way to school. A random dad might pop in. That's uh-huh. okay, too. We don't discriminate against dads. But Mad Dads and Minivans doesn't sound too bad either, does it?
Nope.
Anyway, so we like doing this because it just gives us a chance to check in. We also love giving people a chance to win free T-shirts
yeah.
from Kid Craddock in the morning. And so you guys ready?
I'm
last
ready.
Week, I well, felt a little
ready.
Bad.
I'm
I
ready.
Felt a little bad last week because the questions were a little difficult.
Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of winners last week.
A little heat
week.
On that one, Kelly?
I don't tend to know many of the answers to these.
And I try to keep it, you know, like questions I think, you know, like little kids would know. I'm asking mom and she can refer to the kids for help if she needs it.
Okay.
I know there was some drama with that whole Jesse's or Woody's horse from Toy
First
Story.
First of all, somebody wrote and said that in Toy Story. They said, oh, yeah. The horse was Woody's.
Woody's.
Well, if you watch Toy Story 3, which I watch probably 3 times a day, Andy gives the toy to the little girl and says, this is Jesse's horse, Bullseye. So,
see, because that's because, see, when Andy got the horse, he got Jesse and the horse together, remember? Uh-huh. Because what's the boy? Woody didn't even remember this past.
Exactly.
His past and didn't even remember that Bullseye was his horse. So, in essence, it became Jesse's horse.
Jesse and Bullseye came together in Toy Story 2.
Here's the whole point, people that are correcting us all day. There's only one horse. Know the name or don't know the name. That's it. Okay, I feel better now that I got that out of my system.
Yeah, we would have accepted both answers, Woody or Jesse, maybe.
But you know what, Drandy? You're on Mad Moms and Minivans, and that has nothing to do with you.
No, it doesn't.
But how are you doing today, Drandy, and who have you got in the car?
We are doing great. I've got Prentice with me.
Shout out.
And we're headed to St. George.
St. George.
St.
All right.
George.
Don't drag me. I forgot what the rest of the name of the school was.
That's okay.
St. George.
I kind of liked your enthusiasm for St. George.
Yeah.
All right, Drandy, you can refer to Prentice if you need help with this. But I'm trying to make this so easy because I want to give away some T-shirts. Who is the Vice President of the United States?
Who is the Vice President of the United States?
I could have gone with President. I thought that was a little too easy.
He's thinking.
You
Vice
can
president.
If you know Drandy, you can answer,
you can
too.
Answer, Drandy.
Joe Biden.
You know what? You got it right.
Yeah.
Dude. That's right. So you want t-shirts for you and your mom. That's awesome.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Hang on the phone just a minute. Congratulations. We started off with a winner. This is going well.
I had to think about that for a minute, too.
All right. Next, we're going to go to Carrie. Good morning, Carrie. You're on Mad Moms and Minivans.
Hey, good morning. This is Carrie, and I have Trevor in the car, and we're going to St. Patrick's Catholic School. Say good morning, Trevor.
What up, Big Al?
What up, my man?
Hold on, Trevor. You don't just Big Al, Big Al.
Yeah, he can.
My dog.
That's all right.
Yes, he can.
That's all right, Trevor. My man.
And you know what? If you get stumped on a trivia question, Trevor, I bet Big Al's going to be here to help you out.
I got your bag, dog.
Yay!
All right, Carrie. We're going to ask you this question. Where would I find the Liberty Bell as well as the Fresh Prince before he moved to Bel Air?
Oh, that's easy.
Philly.
You got it, Trev?
In what city would you find the Liberty Bell?
Philadelphia.
There you go, my
yes,
man.
Trevor. You are right. Trevor, you want a t-shirt for you and your mom. Thanks for playing Mad Moms and Minivans.
Later, Trev.
I wonder if he knew that because of Fresh Prince.
In West Philadelphia. Born and raised.
Or because of the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, am I making these too easy this week? I just want to make everybody happy and make everybody a winner.
That was a good one.
All right, Kathy, good morning. You're on Mad Moms and Minivans.
Morning. I'm Kathy, and I've got Tony in the car. We're going to Wheeler High School.
Wheeler. We got a lot of single.
Woo!
Hey, woohoo. Got a lot of single mad moms this morning. Mm. Single kids.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Y'all need to carpool.
Go green.
Yeah.
Be driving Priuses.
Well, actually, a student teacher. She's still in school. She's just, my mom guides me.
Oh, she's a teacher.
She's a student teacher.
Oh, and your mom's driving you.
Oh, we're not ineligible, but
no, it's okay.
I'm definitely a mad mom.
We respect it.
Mad mom and student teacher, then you have an advantage. You're a teacher. You should know this.
Right. Oh, this would be funny if this.
I know. I'm scared to death.
Oh, if she gets it wrong, her students are gonna kill her.
All right, Kelly.
All right, this is going outside probably the rules for
the
mad moms. That's all right. I don't think we have any written down.
Well, she's still a student.
Well, she's a mom.
That counts.
She's taking her daughter to school.
There you go. It counts.
She goes to, she's still a student.
Hey, then you know what? You got us on a technicality.
True.
All right. Here we go, Kathy. What is the capital of California?
Ooh.
What is the capital?
I went a little
California?
Harder because they're a little older.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I went a little harder only because you're a little older now. I'm your kid in the car.
Don't be Googling over there. No, she's Googling. 3 seconds.
No, she's
going
to say Los Angeles.
Man.
Oh, that hurts because, you know, JC being in, well, by way of Mexico, a native of California. What's the capital of California, JC?
Sactown.
Sacramento, baby.
Yeah, that's what you call Sacramento. Sacramento.
She's a biology. But for the record, she's a biologist.
Well, there you go. She gets a pass. I should have come up with a biology trivia question, but I don't know biology.
Right. Well, you're a biologist.
But you got through.
I'm
Sacramento.
Yeah, you got through and you got to talk on the radio. That's
really
a good.
It was really great to talk to y'all. And I've always wanted to do that. So that's a prize in itself.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Have a great
Kathy.
Day.
Thank you. And we're going to go now to Jennifer on Mad Moms and Minivans.
Good morning.
Hi. Who you got in the car, Jennifer?
I have Gracie and Summer.
Honey, you're so far away from the phone, we can't hear you. Are you there?
Are you on speaker?
Are you on speaker?
I am.
Okay, can you not be on speaker? Because we can't hear you.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Put the phone right up to your mouth. And Jennifer, who's in the car with you?
Summer and Gracie.
Oh, hi, Summer and Gracie. Let them say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
All right, we're going to ask you, Jennifer, but you can defer to Summer and Gracie if you need a little help. All right?
Okay.
This American patriot, let everybody know, the British are coming, the British are coming.
Ooh.
Who said the British are coming, the British are coming?
You should say, I don't know.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Come on, Mom, don't you remember? There was a famous poem written about the midnight ride of... The British are coming. The British are coming.
The British are coming. Help me.
When you pull up to the school, you might want to run in there, too, for a few hours.
I know, right?
PR.
Oh, I don't
How's it go? Listen, my children, and you will hear the midnight ride of...
Paul Revere.
Paul Revere.
I was going to say Paul
You should have said that, then.
Should have, would have, could have.
Beastie Boys.
had a little horsey named Paul Revere.
Our production guy goes, give her the Beastie Boys hint. I'm like, I don't know if the mom's going to know the Beastie Boys hint.
I'm almost tempted really to give her the T-shirt for knowing a Beastie Boy lyric.
I know. See, that gives you some hip cred, Mom.
Yeah, but that would make Kathy really mad if I did that. Thanks for playing.
How fun.
All right, we're going to go now to Trisha. We're going to end with a winner. I just have a feeling. Trisha, good morning. You're on Mad Moms and Minivans.
Good morning.
Who's in the car?
I have Peyton in the car. She's 6 years old, and we're heading to St. Philip Neri School.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, good morning to Peyton. Let her hear her voice on the radio. Well, she can't hear it, but let her shout out on the radio.
Okay, hold on.
Hey. Hi, sweet little girl. How are you? All right, so Peyton's in what grade?
She's in first grade.
First grade. Well, Mom, you might have to help her out with this one, or she might already know the answer. How many stripes are on the United States flag?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Okay. We know there are 50 stars.
On the United States flag.
We know there are 50 stars representing all the states.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But there are how many stripes, which are red and white in color.
Yeah. Were those for the colonies?
The original colonies.
The original. Okay. They represent the original. Mm-hmm.
What you think, Trisha? Do you or Peyton know the answer to that?
I don't even know the answer.
I would take a guess.
Just guess. Nice number.
All right, let's guess.
Hey, how about this? What's Taylor Swift's favorite number? What's Taylor Swift's lucky number?
Too many hints.
I bet they'd know that over how many stripes are on the flag.
Beastie Boys. Taylor Swift.
All right, she said 22.
Oh, no.
It was 13. I thought
colonies.
Mom might know that one.
Sorry.
That's okay. Well,
now you'll remember.
Now you'll know forever that Taylor Swift's favorite number is 13.
Oh, she said 22 because of the song.
Feeling like
22. I feel you.
Yeah, 13.
I understand
why. She always writes 13 on her hand.
Yeah.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's hard to tell on this show if we're on the air or not.
Now, we've all been in relationships.
I'm in one now.
You're in one now. I'm in one now.
Yeah.
Kelly. Sometimes.
Got a little something.
Jenna looking, but she'll find one.
Yeah.
But you'll find one.
I mean, maybe I could have one if I wanted.
You can.
I don't remember what a relationship is like.
That's not what I'm trying to go with. I'm not trying to go with that. But there's one thing we all try to hide when we're in a relationship.
Our flaws.
It's kind of a flaw, but we
evaluate
our credit score.
My protein powder.
The way you jiggle when you walk to the bathroom.
I have a drawer for all things I hide.
It's something you do together.
Oh.
Something you try to hide when you do it together?
Yes.
I'm back to the jiggling.
When you go to a party and you just got into a huge fight with your boyfriend or girlfriend, do you put on the happy face and you hug them and you act like everything's cool?
Do you know me?
Kelly Raspberry.
I don't fake it.
But most of us hide the fact that we fight because it's embarrassing. And most of the time, especially girls,
they want everyone to think that my relationship's perfect. We're very happy.
Exactly. Yeah. And most of the times, one of us comes out looking stupid because it's usually a petty fight that creates these things and they blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what a couple on Twitter is doing. Check this out.
It takes a lot of guts to admit to the world how petty we can all be, which is perhaps why one couple has charmed their way into both the hearts and feeds of thousands of Twitter users. Not long ago, after an argument, the couple, Claire Meyer and Alan Linick, wondered if anyone would even believe the ridiculous things that got them riled up from time to time. They set up @WeFoughtAbout, and it turns out people not only believe it, they want to keep hearing about it. Happy to oblige, the couple now both tweet about their battles, no matter how small the issue may have been when the hostility snowball started rolling downhill. Jealousy over a pair, adding too many trees to a painting, and Facebook tagging over sites have all somehow led to strife. Of course, not all the fights have been caused by blowover-worthy things. People who forget birthdays and blow-off anniversaries rarely get free passes. Overall, Alan and Claire say the exercise of tracing an argument back to its source has been helpful as it makes them communicate more honestly.
How genius is that?
Wow.
They started We Fought About on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they posted it and it just blew up. And they literally fight about the dumbest things ever.
And now I wonder if they're able to even finish their fights because they are so anxious to go tweet about what they're fighting about in the first place.
Well, they go tweet about it and then you read back 20 minutes later and you go, we're fighting about this?
Or at least getting comments to give you some perspective.
Yeah.
But what happens when they're fighting about the
real deal?
The characters that they're using for the tweet?
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to tweet about?
This is genius on this guy's part, because what does every fight end with? Makeup sex.
Mm-hmm.
So he's no more reason to fight.
Not every fight.
Well,
you cheated on me. We're not having that.
Like, their fights
well,
are.
He's having it, just not with you.
And they put who starts the fight. Mm-hmm. So Claire probably wrote this one, and she put, Alan said that he respected all women. That's what they fought about.
He respected all women or women?
Women.
Women.
I made a date with Claire and then double booked myself. They got in a fight about that. Just Alan like that. Went to our 8th anniversary dinner, and I was not invited.
This doesn't seem like a healthy thing to me.
I think it's genius.
No, it's people crying for attention and hoping to get a reality show out of it. Mm-hmm.
It's like, as my dad says.
Well, yeah, but you want to win. You know what I mean? You uh-huh. want some validation on that's what it's about. Whatever happened to just like, if you're that mad, just like sleeping on it and then being direct about it the next day.
Right. So I thought we could do something similar.
Okay.
We could start our own Twitter handle and we give everybody in the office access to this thing. And they have to post 3 things. We don't have access here in this room. So the 4 of us are not allowed to go on that Twitter.
So it's things they're mad at us about?
Things that annoy them, things they get mad about, things they observe us doing that they think is weird.
Okay.
Well, we already get that. I get like 1,000 messages a day.
From
I just got one yelling at me.
This is just from these are from people
coworkers.
In the office.
Oh, wow. So even more hurtful.
Yeah, even more hurtful.
Hey,
and then we'll read them once a week.
Oh, happy holiday.
So we wanted to take @StopTalking. That was already taken. @TheyAnnoyMe was already taken. @SoAnnoying already taken. They think we're annoying. @AnnoysMe already taken. So our new Twitter handle is going to be @AnnoyCoworker. And our coworkers will write what annoys them, and we will read them at the end of the week.
So they don't.
@AnnoyedCoworker.
No. @AnnoyCoworker.
@AnnoyCoworker.
Whatever happened to just, I hate my coworkers and want to get fired?
That was too long.
Democratic in the morning.
Way too long.
All right.
And this is only for
them to write about
here.
The people in the office.
But not us.
Not us. Everybody has access except us.
They have the password and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So it could be very constructive. It could help us.
Kelly doesn't like it.
I don't know. I'm fine with it.
Kelly's going to retweet with her 500,000 followers and her blue check. They have 5 followers.
Yeah, right.
Well, we will get some.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.